Hey, what's up? Are you one of the many people who want to start a service-based business, but you have absolutely no idea where to begin? Well, I got you covered. In today's video, we're talking about the five easy steps that you can take to launch your service-based business today. Demita McGee, and the mission of this channel is to help aspiring and existing entrepreneurs align their businesses with biblical principles. A small thing that you can do to help support this mission is to hit the like button and subscribe to this channel. If you aren't aware, I'm a Christian business coach, and I've helped hundreds of entrepreneurs get the clarity and confidence necessary to launch successful businesses. So let's go. The very first tip that I have for you today is you want to decide what your goals are. Figure those out, because what that's going to do is it's going to help you determine the right mindset that you need to actually see this business through when you're launching. Do you want to have a side hustle? Because there's a very specific expense that you want to take care of. It has a start and it has an end. You need new tires for the car. You need a roof for your home. There's a specific project that you want to take care of. It has a specific start and end date. Once the project is done, you're done with the business. Some additional goals include things like you want to save and invest long-term. You want to get money for a specific expense that's ongoing in your household. You're looking for income that you want to, or you're looking for revenue to replace the income from your job. So there are very different mindsets that are needed if you're doing a side hustle versus if you want to take this thing full-term or full-time to replace your full-time income. And so that way, you know what mindset you need. So number one, you need to decide what your goals are. Tip number two, you want to assess your skill set. So you want to ask yourself a couple of questions regarding your skill set. What am I naturally good at? All right. So what are those things that come natural to me? For example, I'm a really good teacher. I'm really good at connecting with people. I'm great at building relationships, building trust, and making people feel comfortable. I'm truly a people person. But the second part of this to assess your skill set is asking yourself this question: what skills have I gained, have I nurtured, have I developed from my experience or from my education? So when I think about my experience, I was an operations manager before I left the corporate world. So some of the things that I learned there was how to lead. That wasn't something that just came, well, I guess it kind of did come naturally, but I didn't know it. That got nurtured in the world of management, leadership versus management. Another example is I learned how to take really complex issues and really complex topics and break them down into bite-sized manageable pieces that people could understand better. And then they could move their jobs forward. I learned how to become a better trainer. I was good at teaching, but I learned to become a better trainer through being an operations manager. And there were a host of other skills that I learned through those positions that led up to being an operations manager. So the question for you is, what are you already good at? Take an inventory, write those things down. And number two, what skills were developed, were created, and were nurtured as a result of your experience, being work experience, volunteer experience, mentorship, coaching, and your education? Tip number three, I want you to answer these two questions. What is something I do so well that others do not know how to do or they need help doing? There are some things that come so naturally well to you. It's like the person that walks in a room and they see all four blank or all four white walls and they can design that thing in their head and make it come to life. And then someone else that walks in that room, they're like, I don't have a clue what to do with this. There are people that can look at a task that needs to be done and they can immediately get into leadership mode and know exactly who needs to do what and develop teams and put together groups so that we can push forward. And then there are other people that are like, I don't need to take the lead. Just tell me what group you need me in so I can take the direction. Okay. So what is it that you do so well that other people do not know how to do or they really need help doing? And the second question I want you to ask yourself here is, what problem does this skill set solve? So one of the biggest things that I see a lot of people struggle with is they develop these businesses that are things that they love to do. But the reality is that if it doesn't solve a problem, no one's going to pay for it. Nobody. So what problem does your skill set solve? I want you to answer that question as well. Tip number four, decide on one solution. You guys, this is the hardest part because see, when we're in a position where we need revenue or we're in a position where we really just need to get money, like we need oxygen, We will try all the things. Someone will ask you, do you know how to do this? You'll say, yes, I'll do it. Pay me. Do you know how to do this? Yes, I do. Pay me. Do you know how to do this? Yes, I do. Pay me. But when you're launching a legit business, I want you to focus on one solution and one solution only. What is it that I help people do? See, in the beginning, I did all the things. Now, I focus on one thing. I focus on helping aspiring entrepreneurs and existing entrepreneurs align their business with biblical principles. And that's it. How do we do that? By helping people launch businesses, pulling the idea out of their head, making it align with biblical principles and actually launching it. Taking the existing business that they have and making sure it aligns with the scriptures and Bible. That's all we do now. Nothing else. I offer one solution. Okay. So that's going to be the hardest challenge, especially if you are more money motivated than service motivated. All right. Tip number five, you're going to share your solution. Now that you know what problem you solve, now that you have an actual solution, you need to share it. Listen, guys, you're going to have to tell your family. You're going to have to tell your friends. You're not looking for approval at this point. What you're doing is letting the world know, listen, I am open for business. And I like to call this a soft launch. So you know about hard launches. And that's when a business has like a ribbon cutting ceremony. Everybody knows it's announced in the paper. It's on social media. It's on the news. It's everywhere. They've done all the PR that they can possibly do to let the world know we are opening on this Monday at this time. We are cutting the ribbon. But a soft launch for your home-based business, for your service-based business looks different. Your soft launch looks like this. Hey, what's up, family member? Hey, what's up, friends? What's up, cousins? What's up, sisters? And what's up, brothers? What's up, friends? What's up, all the people in my circle? I'm starting this business. I wanted to let you know about it. That's what it looks like. It looks like a lot of word of mouth. It looks like you actually sharing it on social media. Listen, when I first launched my company, you know, I did a very soft launch. I actually, at that time, Facebook pages were really popular. So having a business page was mandatory. And now it's still important if you're going to do things like Facebook ads, but that's a training for another day. But it was something that was really important back then. We were building. And so what I did was I soft launched my business there. I also built a community. I soft launched my business in that community. I would go to networking groups and I would let individuals person to person know that this was the business model that I had. You're going to have to share your solution. Okay. Don't let fear get in the way of that. There's a reason that you're starting this business. You got to let people know. I got a bonus tip for you guys. Listen, question. Do you know what your spiritual gifts are? And if you know what they are, my next question is, does your solution align with your spiritual gifts so you can actually serve God's children at a higher capacity? I am so grateful that I took time to learn what my spiritual gifts were because they do align. And for a long time, I didn't even understand them. And I know a lot of us don't in the beginning, but my spiritual gifts for a long time, I operated just in exhortation. I didn't even understand my other gifts and try to really work with them or develop them. But now I see my spiritual gifts are leadership, teaching, wisdom, and exhortation. So it makes sense that I'm a coach. It makes sense that I train. It makes sense that I teach. In fact, you guys, I'm still working on honing those gifts even more. I'm in school as we speak, getting an additional degree in divinity. And when I work, I ask God to bless the works of my hands. Before I have a one-on-one coaching session, we pray together because I really want to move out of the way so that God can take over. Why? Because when you add his super to your natural, amazing things can happen. When you can operate in your spiritual gifts, it makes what you're doing so much better and fulfilling. And I'm so grateful for the calling that I have on my life to actually operate in this capacity. The reality is when God first called me to do coaching, I didn't want to because I didn't understand it. I didn't understand my gifts at the time, but I'm so grateful for his grace because he's helped me literally develop them. And you guys are watching it happen in real life, in real time. And I'm grateful. Okay. So our scripture, I want to make sure that we have scriptures that are associated with what we do, because remember, the entire goal, if you're a part of this community, is to ensure that if you're starting a business or growing your business, that it aligns with biblical principles. So our scripture for today, you guys, is 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 through 7. This is the New Living Translation. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help one another. Listen, if you don't know what your spiritual gifts are, or if you just want to explore them a little bit more, I want to offer you a free guide. This is a guide that my amazing pastor put together some years ago, and it's been a blessing to me. You can get a copy of that PDF. You can get a copy of that guide by simply visiting spiritualgift.demetamcgee.com. Grab your copy. The link is in the description of this video. As we wrap up for the day, I really want to encourage you. You can do this. You can start a business that is profitable for you, that gives you the flexibility that you are looking for, and that glorifies God at the exact same time. And so go out there, do it. I got your back. I cannot wait to share your success with the world. And don't forget to join us tomorrow for the next day of the Summer of the Christian Entrepreneur video series. Bye for now. What's going on? It's your girl, Demita McGee, Christian business coach and founder and owner of Christian Business Academy Worldwide. Listen, I wanted to hop in here because I'm so excited to announce the Summer of the Christian Entrepreneur video series. Over this summer, we will be releasing 100 videos. Yes, they are totally designed to take your business to the next level in profit, all while doing so with a purpose so God can get the glory in what you're doing. Yeah, I'm telling you, by the time the kids are back in school, you're going to be next level. But this is what's so cool. We're covering all the things. We're talking opt-in, sales funnels, marketing, search engine optimization. What is it? What tools can I use to even get better at it? How do I rank on the first page of Google? Better yet, how do I get in that number one spot? Because you guys, this week I celebrated hitting that number one spot in Google on a term without paying for ads. That's huge. When I tell y'all, we're talking all the things, we're talking all the things so you can be the trifecta. You can be a sensational spouse, a phenomenal parent, and a purposeful, profitable business owner right from the comfort of your own home, because we're giving you the tools and we're giving you the resources. So all you need to do is make sure you are subscribed to my YouTube channel, because that's where it's all going down. And you can do that at video.demetamcgee.com. Make sure you head over there, you subscribe, you hit the bell so you get notifications, and I will see you for our huge Summer of the Christian Entrepreneur video series. I'll see you there.